Hey everybody, Mike Linville here from Black Dog Marketing, and welcome to this installment of Building a Six-Figure Pet Business, an expert interview series on what it really takes to grow a six or seven-figure business. Now, we've got experts from every corner of the pet industry, from retail and blogging to pet services and everything in between, but I'm really excited about today's guests, and I know that you will be too. So today on the show, we've got Colleen Sedgwick. Colleen is actually a really good friend of mine. Colleen is a pet-sitting business coach for animal enthusiasts who are eager and motivated to grow successful and profitable pet-sitting businesses. Through her information-packed blog, online courses, and one-on-one private coaching programs, she's here to empower and teach you how to get more clients and make more money so you can turn your passion for pets into paychecks. I really like that. It's good. That's like a tagline right there. I love it. So when she's not coaching, you can find her on the tennis or paddle court or hanging with her husband, Billy, their three kids, Lucy, James, and Connor, and two pups, Dr. Watson and Eloise. She also loves the occasional glass of wine while indulging in Real Housewives Marathon. Okay.
Yeah, I do. Well,
yeah, I do. Colleen has been in the pet sitting industry since 2001. In that time, she's built a thriving and lucrative business with 1,000+ clients. Her clients rave about her truly extraordinary pet sitting service. Meet Colleen and get ready to create the pet sitting business of your dreams at www.petnannycoach.com. So Colleen, thank you very much for joining us in this series.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm honored.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I know we've been friends for a while. We've yep. talked a few times, and every time we do, you know, I'm always excited because the ideas that you're creating and the way that which you approach your business, I think is fantastic. You're a really, really smart lady, and I'm glad that you're one of my friends. So thank you again for being here.
Oh, thank you.
So before we jump into kind of my hard-hitting like 2020 questions,
okay.
No, not like that, I'm just kidding. But before we jump into the kind of meat, can you just tell everybody a little bit about your businesses? Because I know you actually have a pet sitting company and you do pet sitting coaching. So
I
can you tell everybody a little bit about what you do and you know, kind of why you're here, I suppose.
Okay. Well, I started my pet sitting business, Pet Nanny, Pet Sitters of the Main Line, in 2001. Mm-hmm. And I really struggled with it for a lot of years until I made the conscious decision to, you know, go forth and really make it a lucrative business. And since that time, I have, you know, had amazing results with the business. It's afforded me an awesome lifestyle. And, I started getting really lots of questions from people asking me, how did you do this? How did you do this? Which made me think of Pet Nanny Coach. So I'm here to help others and teach others how to gain the success that I've had in the pet sitting industry.
Got it. No, that's awesome. Now, one of the questions and one of the things that we come across, because I know you and I, we actually talk to a lot of the same types of businesses. We talk to a lot of, you know, pet sitters and a lot of people that are kind of early and in the middle part of their career that are getting ready to try to make a shift. So when you got started with your business, with your pet sitting business, did you get started? Was it really more of a passion thing for you? Like, were you like, I just want to spend the days with dogs and do this? Or did you actually have like financial goals in mind? Like, this has to be a X dollar a year business.
No, I definitely did not have financial goals in mind. I was 24 years old. All I know is that I didn't want to work a 9-to-5 job, and I wanted a freedom-based lifestyle. So that's why I started my business, and I absolutely loved pets. So it seemed to, that's where the idea came from, and that's why I got started. But financial goals, no. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't have, you know, goals to reach or any metrics whatsoever, which was, you know, not a good way to start, obviously.
No, definitely. Well, I think that's the common way, right? I mean, I think this is one of those industries where it's kind of like, I guess it's what they call a passion industry, where a lot of people jump in because of their passion.
Right.
And they don't have the business background to support it, to take it to that next level. And unfortunately,
exactly.
the end result
of that is... I
certainly
did not. Yeah, I was an education major. I had no idea. I didn't know a thing about business at all.
Yeah, I know. When I started mine, I'm an engineer, you know, so I'm like just a nerdy tech guy. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Websites are kind of cool. It's, you know,
right.
So whatever. Cool. So you got started. You didn't really have any kind of monetary plans. How long did it take you to kind of get on track? How long did it take you to maybe crack that six-figure mark? And, you know, when we talk about six figures, for the purposes of this interview, it's not necessarily just I made $100,000. You know, I think it's the point where where the business starts to run like a business, where there's a plan and it's kind of, there's a bit of a machine to it. There's a bit of a process to it. So how long did it take you to get to that point?
I would say around 2004 was when I decided to either, you know, I decided to stay with the business. I was going to jump ship. I was like, I can't do this anymore. At that point, I was completely burned out doing a million pet sitting visits a day, house sitting, living in other people's houses. And what I was making in my bank account really wasn't worth the time and the effort and zero freedom that I had. Mm-hmm. So I basically decided I'm going to take this business to the next level. I'm going to give it my all. That was in 2004. And in 2005, I doubled my business and exceeded the six-figure mark. So it took me 1 year after I made that decision to make like substantial growth in the business.
Got it. Got it. That's actually, that's really impressive, actually. That's fantastic. So what kind of challenges, I guess, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had when you were trying to get there? I mean, obviously, for the first 3 years of the business, there things weren't kind of going the way that you were, that you wanted them to. I mean, you were working, and this is something we hear every day, right? I'm working like crazy. I don't have time to do anything. I don't even know what my spouse looks like. It's kind of like ships passing in the night, right?
Right.
And the bank account is just like, I'm doing all this for what? So what were some of those challenges that you had early on? And then what were some of the things that you did or that you, you know, in that year where you doubled your business, what were some of the things that were kind of crucial to that step?
Well, I knew in my gut that I had to stop doing the pet sitting, but I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to remove myself from that part of the business because I had, you know, the mindset that, oh, my clients use Pet Nanny because it's me. But I knew I had to do it. If I was going to grow this business, I had to leverage myself through a team. So I removed myself from the business. I hired two pet sitters to take over all of my visits. And I solely focused on automating and systematizing and marketing. And I just jumped in, you know, learned everything I possibly could about business. And I wasn't doing the actual pet sitting. And that mm-hmm. was the key. That was the year that I doubled my business.
Got it. So instead of actually doing the work, you were actually guiding the ship.
Right. Exactly.
I love that. I love that. And then the outcome was once you actually made that conscious effort, 12 months later, you hit six figures, things are going. But actually, it probably wasn't even 12 months later, right? I mean, it was probably like once you actually saw that those things were starting to work, I bet that was, even if it wasn't a huge load off of your plate right then,
right.
There was like light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. And then I was like, oh, if I hire a third person, oh, if I hire a fourth person, oh, if I bring in more business, I can hire more sitters. And it just kept growing and growing, and it has continued, you know, growing until this day. So
yeah. You still have that. I mean, you still have that business 15 years later.
I do. I still have that business, and it's doing unbelievably well. We service over 1,000 clients. We're on the suburbs of Philadelphia on the main line. Mm-hmm. And I have a full-time client happiness manager. I have a recruiting manager, and the business is just, you know, unbelievably healthy and going very, very well.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
No, that's awesome.
I would never have imagined where I started in 2001 that I would be where I am today. Like I just wouldn't even have had the mindset to know that I could get here.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. And one of the things that you talked about when you went through this progression of, you know, I'm doing it all into this other thing was you talked about automation and you talked about outsourcing. Can you talk a little bit about, let's reach on outsourcing first. Like what kind of things in your business do you outsource?
Well, the biggest thing, I mean, I got to a point even when I took myself out of the pet sitting that I was running the business. So I was doing all of the phone calls and the scheduling and the emailing and the client complaints and the client, you know, all of that. That was all mm-hmm. on my plate. So the first thing I outsourced was that. And that was another huge year when I did that. I mean, I jumped again like a huge number that year. So that's the number one thing. Having somebody, when you get to a point, I mean, not right away, but when you get to the point where all you're doing is that and then you stop focusing on the business again, you need to outsource that work. So my client happiness manager, she's virtual and she works from her home office and she takes all of that off my plate. And then the next thing was the hiring. That became a full-time job. So I needed help with the recruiting and the first, you know, interview process and kind of weeding people out until we got to really great people. Then mm-hmm. they come to me. My website, Google AdWords, Facebook ads, images. I mean, you could outsource, you know, pretty much anything. And with Fiverr.com or Elance.com, you can find, you know, people to do these things and take them off your plate for not a lot of money.
Right.
But learning how to delegate is a skill too. You really have to, you have to learn how to do it effectively as well.
You can try and
delegate too much. I mean, I've had clients who are like, oh wait, I don't have to do anything. Let me just get rid of everything right now. Let me just give it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying to do that. This is like a process as you build your business, and you can, then you get, you give one thing away and then the next thing away. It's not like, oh, here's, run my business, take over my business. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Right. But, well, you know, I think, and I think I love what you just said. I think one of the important things is that you can't really, in any aspect of your business, I mean, you can't really delegate something or automate something that you don't really know how it works. So I think the key, at least for us, as we were going through this process too, was I had to do it. Like, I had to get in there and do it until I knew everything about it. I knew how long it took, what kind of required, what skills it took, blah, 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 blah. And then I could write this down as a list. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. Same thing with programming. Right. You know, I mean, if you can write it down on a list, then somebody can follow it. Now you have something to check against, to test against. It's like, look, this is your task.
Right.
So from here to here, and then when you get here, then you go back up here, and then you go from here to here, and so on and so forth. So that's, I think that's crucial. Now, you also talked about automation, and I know that kind of automation, marketing automation, systems automation is a little bit scary for some folks.
Right.
What kind of things do you automate in your business?
I automate the lead magnet on my website. So I'm automating the prospects. So they come to my website, I'm going to give them something of high value. They're going to hop into a campaign where I'm going to market to them automatically through Infusionsoft. They're going to, you know, get emails from me offering promotions and whatnot. So that's all automated. Mm-hmm. So that's lead generation. Recruiting. A lot of the recruiting I figured out how to do in Infusionsoft, which took a lot of man hours out of constantly emailing people back and scheduling the interviews. I have all of that automated. Mm-hmm. Stay in touch marketing, which if anyone here follows me, I talk about all the time with Pet Nanny Coach. Staying in touch with your client list is so important. And I have all of that automated as well. And follow up with your Pet Nanny customers. I know we all have the intention to follow up with our customers to make sure if they're happy, but you know, life gets in the way and sometimes you don't. And I cannot even stress enough how important it is for everyone, pet sitting business owners, to follow up with their clients on a regular basis to make sure they are happy, because only 4% of your customers who are not happy are going to tell you about it. So I've automated that as well, because that's super, super important.
Yeah, no, and that's funny that you say that. You know, when we go through a lot of our, like a lot of the processes that we do here, you know, when we start talking about marketing, we start talking about, well, there's different ways to grow your business. And by default, I think a lot of people reach out and they go, oh, well, if I want to grow my business, I need to go out and get new customers. And it's like,
right.
Actually, if you just make sure that the people that you have are happy, and
exactly.
You know, then you can talk to them and find out what other kind of things that they need, because sometimes it's as simple as adding a product or adding another service or something that's related that can really kind of open things up a little bit.
Absolutely. Do not forget about your customer list.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. So now I really appreciate the time that you spent with us today. I'm not going to take a lot of your time because I know that you're super busy, but I do have one more question for you.
Sure.
Now, a lot of the people that are going to be watching this are going to be people that are kind of in a position that you were at early on in your career, 2002, 2003, right? You're starting to get a little bit burned out. You're kind of starting to feel like maybe your back is up against that wall a little bit. So if you could give somebody three pieces of advice, you know, what are the three things that you should focus on to kind of break out of that mold and be able to elevate your business? What would those be?
I think the first would be to get clients, to fill up your client list to the point where you are at full capacity. When you hit that point, you need to hire two people, one to take half of your client list off your plate and the other one as a sub. Then as you get more clients, you're going to fill up that first sitter's schedule, and then the sub is going to come on to absorb all of the new business. You then take yourself out of the business, get into the office, and start focusing on what you need to do to continuously have a pipeline of new clients and ways to keep your current customers super happy so that they refer you all over town. That would be my suggestion. Those are your first steps. But first, you have to fill up your list. You have to get out there. You have to actually do the work and, you know, get the word out that you do a great job. And then when you fill up your client list, it's time to hire.
Got it. Well, now, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was when we were talking about automation was one of the things that you said is you automate your lead magnets through your website. Now, is that your main source of how you generate business? Or...
Well, when they hit the website, you know, I have a way of capturing their information. So, yeah, absolutely. My my web forms and my website are huge. Not even just the lead generation, but the become a client web form, the request a quote web form. I tell all my clients, those are the two web forms you have to have on your website, along with a lead magnet. So like a high value coupon or an information packet or something where your customers are going to, you know, get a lot of value from. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I would say, you know, networking is huge. Mm-hmm. Google AdWords, Facebook ads, the stay in touch marketing, mailing campaigns. I mean, there's a million and one things you can do to bring in clients. But I think when prospects land on my website and they see my business and they see me in a video right there on the homepage and it's organized the way it is, I think it's kind of a no-brainer how I have it set up. So I would say make that website, you know, your spend your marketing dollars on a great website. Mm-hmm. For sure.
No, that's great. And then we can go just kind of take a look at it, check it out. Well, that is, I mean, that's huge. I was sitting here, you probably saw the top of my head for most of this interview because I was taking some notes drastically. I love talking to you. You've always got great ideas and great concepts. And
well, thanks. So do you.
No worries. I mean, and again, thank you for coming on. So now, if people want to be able to get a hold of you, if they want to try to find out more that you've got, because I know that you've got some great stuff on hiring, I know that you've got great stuff on business building. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can go to petnannycoach.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go to petnannycoach.com/free-guide, I have a free info-packed ebook that you can download that actually has the 9 steps that I follow to create the profitable business that I have today. It has a ton of information. It's a great place to start if you really are looking to grow and expand your business. So again, it's petnannycoach.com/free-guide.
Awesome. And then when we go ahead, when we post this interview, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and make sure that we've got links to that free guide. We'll have your bio in there, the links to the website and stuff like that. And if there's anything else that you want us to link over there, just make sure that you shoot that over to me and we'll get that put up there.
All right. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Colleen. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always fun.
Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye.